Brace yourself. You're about to enter the Skull Hole, where we talk anything and everything Minnesota Vikings. Don't forget to bring a change of clothes. It might get dirty. Here are your hosts, Draft Season's Own, One Bar, and Lus.
Ooh, oh, you feel that? You just entered the Skull Hole. I'm the Lupagus here, as always, with One Bar. One Bar.
Yeah.
Are you still sad since the draft's over? Are you feeling a little bit better yet?
My post-draft depression is officially subsiding. I'm over it. I've actually started even to look at the 2020 NFL draft and possibly the 2021 NFL draft, so it's over.
You're dipping your balls in the future a little
bit. I'm dipping them way in the future.
I am also feeling much better. My depression is lifting, and I can actually drink again, and that's the biggest plus of the week.
Biggest plus. I'll give you a biggest plus. We just got some brand new Skull Hole t-shirts.
Really?
Yes. And these aren't no like Vistaprint Cafe Press. I mean, they are very comfy. It's like half cotton, half poly. I don't know.
Like the tri-blend.
It's the ones that feel really good against the skin.
Do you have any that are cut off at the midriff?
No, but we got them available. So hit me up on Twitter, go to the site, hit me up, and we'll see if we got your size. They're 25 bones.
And you hit up Lupagus, they'll be $5 more.
Oh, my God. And we got women's and men's.
What a perfect Mother's Day gift that would be.
Yes.
A Skull Hole shirt for your mom.
$25 includes shipping. What a deal.
Yeah, it really is.
I couldn't think of a better way to strut your stuff inside of a local tavern than wearing those goddamn Skull Hole colors.
Yeah, mothers love Skull Holes, and I love their holes.
All right. So, yeah, that's it.
All right, so today we're going to talk a little Minnesota Vikings depth chart, just offensive side, look at what the picks coming in, what positions might be in jeopardy, what guys should be getting a little bit nervous.
I would even say that the depth chart might be a little rattled.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Before we get into that, there's a little bit of Vikings news going around. First and foremost, some of these rookies are already starting to sign.
God, they're signing faster than you. Yes. Give it in a tug on a Sunday morning.
Oh, God, after drinking.
Right before church.
Yeah, usually. I mean, the biggest surprise to me, I'm not surprised the later round picks, but Irv Smith signed already.
Irv Smith, he could not stay away. He had to be signed, and they got it done. He was the first one. So
he was like the highest rookie to sign so far.
Oh, maybe that means they're signing him quick to ship Rudolph.
Maybe.
Just kidding.
You never know.
Yeah, and they got Udo. Mm-hmm. And they got Cameron Smith, and by the time you listen to this, they'll probably have them all wrapped up except Bradbury. So,
well, we're just going to call him Udo from now on, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
He'll always just be Udo.
Udo.
I like that. So that's not the only Vikings news. There has been some rumblings in the Vikings world about Jayron Kearse getting moved to linebacker. How does that tingle your parts?
You know, they're just getting to the point where they just want to get him on the field, I think. And, you know, he played a lot of big nickel last year. They're moving him around all over the place. I actually like it. I don't think he's also going to be our starting outside linebacker by any means, but I think special packages, he'll be out there. He's got the size. Obviously, being a safety, he's going to be good in coverage, third downs, throw him out there. So I actually enjoy it quite a bit.
If I gave you a big nickel, could I see your special package?
Nickel? I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Wow. Yeah, I like it too. To me, this is a guy you want to get on the field as much as you can. He's been a special team standout his entire career. He sure as hell ain't going to get back there at safety with Anthony Harris's emergence. So I'm not the biggest Ben Gideon fan, and I don't think Kearse will beat him out or anything, but
no.
I do like it. I like the idea of it, and I like that they're being a little more creative on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, I like them throwing a wrinkle on the defense. You know, his big knock at safety is his coverage skills, but compared to linebackers, I would say he's got to step up on that.
Yeah, and I think he actually played some linebacker in college too. So he's not like, it's not like totally new for him.
Well, he's like 9'7", so when you throw him out there with you know, obviously Barr and Kendricks are not leaving the field, the three down linebackers.
No.
You play him around at like linebacker, still at safety, and even at nickel still, he's gonna be all over the place, including special teams. So
if he stretches out his arms, there's only like 3 yards on each side.
That was dumb.
The sidelines.
True. But he kind of knocked him at safety, man. Don't knock him too bad. He was pretty much the backup last year. He made sure Aloka didn't see the field, which is more like Igrosa.
Yeah.
I just wanted an excuse to say that.
Yeah, that was dumb.
I couldn't help myself. I loved
to say you were dumb.
I'm going to say it again before this is over.
I wouldn't.
So yeah, they want to get him on the field. He's good.
Yeah. And who knows if it's true. I didn't really see a solid source where this was coming from.
I've seen multiple sources now.
But a reliable source?
I don't know. I mean, Pro Football Talk, Thomason. I
think I saw it from your retweet.
There's got to be a little bit of legs to it.
Hopefully. I like it. I mean, I just like the fact that they're getting creative. And I think that was something that we didn't do enough of last year. Mixing it up, getting some different packages out there. And, you know, I'm going to show you a different package right now.
Yeah, I was just going to say there's tons of packages on the field.
Yeah, there is. Big, meaty ones. All right, let's just jump right into this depth chart, huh?
Let's do it.
Why not?
I'm ready.
All right, let's start with quarterbacks.
Well, so we're just talking offense today.
And we're not going to, like, predict who's going to win any battles. We're just going to say who might, you know, should be nervous.
Yeah, and, you know, rarely do you see seven new offensive players from a draft. But damn it, that's what the Vikings got this year. Seven new players. That's crazy.
That's a lot. That really is a lot.
I mean, when you have 12 draft picks and seven of them are offense.
It shows you what side of the football they were a little more concerned with.
Yeah, what are we starting? You said quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, you got Kirk Cousins. Obviously, he's going to be the starter. Behind him, you got Slaughter, Mannion, and to me, that's kind of a, you're not sure which one is going to get that one. Then you got the undrafted rookie, Jake Browning.
Jake Browning, they paid him like $12 million, the biggest contract for an undrafted free agent.
So who of that group should be shaking in their boots?
Well, I think it was actually like $140,000, but that's still very large for an undrafted free agent. Usually you get like a $5,000 signing bonus. But shaking in their boots, I think it's actually legit too. You don't pay that much money to an undrafted free agent unless there's some sort of, what's the word? What's the word I'm thinking of?
I think an upside?
Yeah, I don't know. But Sean Mannion needs to be shaking his boots. I think Kyle Slaughter is just fine. Browning could be an interesting – that'll be an interesting one to watch, because even if they put him on the practice squad, you know, he could be a guy that somebody snipes. I mean, he had some moments at Washington, and Mannion is cheap, and, you know, he hasn't done a ton, and I think Slaughter has been here long enough where he should be pretty safe.
Yeah, I think the reason Slaughter's not nervous, because I think Slaughter has the upside too. I think he can make some plays happen. He can create more plays than Mannion can. I think Mannion at best is probably a game manager. Granted, I haven't seen Mannion play that much, so I really shouldn't say too much.
Well, he hasn't played much.
No, but to me, I don't think there's a lot of upside with Mannion. So you bring in an undrafted rookie like Jake Browning. Yeah, like you said, if I'm Mannion, I would start thinking, oh, shit, you know, my job isn't secure anymore.
Yeah, and with Mannion, I mean, he's been in the league, what, 4 years now or something
like that, yeah.
And he couldn't crack anything on the Rams. Obviously, they got what's-his-nuts.
You know what? I can crack one of these.
Oh, do it. Hold on. Yeah, when I think Sean Mannion, I think kind of a poor man Sean Hill.
I think more of like a poor man Sean Clark.
Well, that too, but Slaughter is still untapped.
Yeah.
And Mannion is kind of, I think they know what they got in him. So
it's going to be a fun battle, though.
It will be fun. Three. I look forward to seeing what Browning does.
All right, let's move on. Let's look at fullback, where the depth chart is C.J. Ham.
C.J. Ham, and the fullback will be C.J. Ham, and we have no competition.
Absolutely.
Let's go to running back.
All right, let's do it. Delvin Cook, rookie Alexander Mattison.
Yeah, baby.
Mike Boontang, Amir Abdullah, your boy.
Woo!
And I guess Rock Thomas is still there.
Yeah, and when all is said and done, we're going to have three of these guys. And, you know, I'm not even considering Rock Thomas really on the team anymore. Maybe that's a little premature.
Yeah.
But,
been there.
Yeah, so it's going to come down to Mike Boone and Abdullah. Mattison, he could have the worst preseason of his life. He's on the team. Third round pick. So honestly, I did the last one. Who should be shaking their boots for running back?
Well, Amir Abdullah. I mean, he's the fourth running back. Unless he just really impresses as a kick returner, he's not making this team and he's not going to have a job. I think Boone's safe. And yeah, I mean, Cook's got nothing to worry about. So Amir Abdullah, Rock Thomas, you're already gone. So Amir Abdullah, you're shaking like my grandma.
Why is your grandma shaking?
Because she hasn't had vodka in a while.
Oh, that's normal.
I know.
You know, I'm actually going to say Michael Boontang should be shaking in his boots. And this isn't just my man crush in Abdullah. Abdullah offers quite a bit at the kick return. He's still young. Boone, yes, he showed flashes in preseason. I don't think he's the holy grail that you think he should be. I think Abdullah's kick returning skills gives him a leg up on it.
Abdullah is nothing.
Well,
we have other kick returners.
Who?
Zylstra.
He doesn't return kicks.
One of the other receivers.
Okay, that's great. So we're I look forward to that one too.
Abdullah's a turd.
It's gonna be a fun one to watch.
I don't think so.
And Abdullah is still pretty damn cheap for getting a kick returner and being his third running back. Boone's just a running back.
There's more on that. He's a great running back.
Let's go to the tight end position, which we made a big old splash on draft day. We got Kyle Rudolph. We got Irv Smith Jr., who's already signed. David Morgan, Konkadonk, and Cole Hakatuni. So,
for all you Street Fighter 2 fans out there.
Which is nobody.
Probably a lot, just because you didn't play it, because you sucked at it.
Is that the guy with, is that the one who shot ice?
It was a
blue, I'm thinking Mortal Kombat. Never mind.
Blue fireball.
So as of now, you know, rumors or not, Kyle Rudolph is on this team. He is the number one tight end. We got Irv Smith. Obviously, he will be on the team. And David Morgan, Tyler Conklin, and yeah.
Yeah.
Comes down to these guys.
Yeah.
We're going to keep three tight ends.
You know, you really feel like they're going to move Rudolph because they need the cap space. And I think, you know, this is one rumor that has some serious legs, even has some knees, and it might even have some balls. You look at the teams that could, you know, trade for him. New England obviously jumps to the front. They really haven't done shit at tight end. They didn't draft anybody. They just traded one of their tight ends. I think they have, what is his name? The guy from Jacksonville forever.
Mercedes Lewis?
It's one of those. There's like some old vet there, and there's someone else. There's
they have Safarian Jenkins.
That's who it is. That's who I'm thinking of. Anyway, I mean, that's just a prime candidate. I just hope they can get something higher than a fourth-round pick for Rudolph. I hate to see the guy go, but it really feels like the writing's on the wall. So you got Irv Smith, David Morgan, Tyler Conklin. I mean, the guy who's shaking in his boots, it's got to be Kyle Rudolph.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. I couldn't even guess what's happening. They're being very quiet about it. I think when all's said and done, you know, Irv Smith's going to be here, and I think David Morgan's going to be here. So it comes down to Tyler Conklin, and I'm just assuming Kyle Rudolph will be here. Konkadonk, fifth-round pick last year. If the roster lays out like it is now, it'd be tough to see them keeping him.
I don't think Rudolph. I think he's
okay,
be
but
moved.
He is here.
I know,
so
but I think he will
look
be
at,
moved.
Okay, we're not going to predict the trade. Who do you, if he's here, which he is right now, who should be shaking in their boots?
Well, if you keep Rudolph, then yeah, Conklin is the odd man out. I mean, Hikutini doesn't have a chance to make the team.
Oh my God, you an apology to the Hikutini family.
No, I don't.
Oh.
They can watch their son play football for the last time ever this year. So, yeah, they can enjoy that.
Yeah.
Remember it. He can talk about it at the bar when he's trying to pick up chicks.
Well, we agree that David Morgan ain't going anywhere. Irv Smith is obviously here. And Konkadonk, you know, the chances of them keeping four tight ends is pretty damn slim.
I think the chances are slim. Rudolph even makes the training camp.
All right. Well, I look forward to following that one.
Yeah. Well, you should. All right. Where are you going to go next? Let's stick with the sexy position. Let's go right to wide receiver.
Oh, let's end with sexy. Let's go to the offensive line.
I never end with sexy.
I know.
All right. What do you want to go? Center?
Let's start with center. We got Garrett Bradbury, our shiny new toy, who is our starting center. And then behind him, we got Cornelius Edison and Brett Bush Jones.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's shaking here because I think all three of these guys make the team.
Wow. Yeah.
Because I think Edison can also play guard. Jones can play guard. So why would you get rid of any of those guys?
Yeah, that will be an interesting one to watch because at guard we're actually sitting pretty good too. So center wise, if you're thinking just strictly center, it's tough to see any of the three of these guys gone.
I really liked the way Cornelius Edison played last year. I thought he was a lock to make the team, but he didn't make the team practice squad, right?
Either that or he got hurt. I can't
remember. Something like that. So I thought he had a great preseason. So I like him as a backup, and Bush Jones can play guard or center. So, I don't see him getting rid of any of these guys. So, I think any of these guys should be very comfortable.
I wouldn't say very comfortable. I'd say comfortable. Let's go to guard. We got Elfline, who's going to be playing guard now.
Oh, he's talking about left guard.
Aviante Collins and Dakota Bulldozer. Josh Klein, new fancy free agent. Danny Isadora and our new rookie.
Drew Samia.
Hell yeah.
There's a couple guys here who I think should be shaken a little bit, and for different reasons. Danny Isadora should be shaken because I think his roster spot is a little bit in jeopardy here. He really has not done shit since he's been here. You got Dakota Dozier there, and you also have the rookie from Oklahoma who's pretty impressive. So if I'm Danny Isadora, I'm going to be fighting, scratching, scraping for my job. And the other guy who needs to be a little concerned is Josh Klein because his starting spot is not guaranteed. I would make this an open competition. You get Drew Samia in there, push that guy as much as you can. It's to make both of them better. And it's, you know, all it's going to do is improve your right guard position, no matter who wins it, if it's Klein or Samia. So yeah, I think there's two guys here who could be shaking a little bit.
Well, Klein might be shaking in his boots for a starting job, but he's definitely going to be on the team. And if we got
That's
an
what
over,
I said.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He worst case is he's a backup, but that's a one hell of a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Isadora, yeah, I agree. You know, he hasn't really done shit since he's been here. It's still freaking dumping your pants shocking that he can't beat out Tom Compton, which is a huge red flag.
Yeah.
So I think it comes down to the bulldozer and Isadora for that final spot. And I actually give the nod to Isadora just because he's been here. He knows what's going on. So I think it comes down to Isadora Dozer. They should be a little scared.
Can we start calling him Isadora the Explorer?
Yes, we can. Thank you. Damn right we can.
And he's shaking in his boots, the monkey.
Oh, wish you wouldn't have gone that far. And we forgot, or no, we haven't got tackle yet. So, yeah, guards were acting. I mean, I didn't think, if you were to ask me a month ago or a month and a half ago, I didn't think I'd say this, but we're actually sitting pretty damn good at guard right now.
Yeah, I like our starters and I like our depth, which is, we've come a long way. So good job by Rick Spielman bringing in some more talent. So, yeah. It's called a skull hole slap of the skin.
So at guard and center, feeling pretty damn good. And we're not just putting purple sunglasses on right now. It's actually looking pretty good.
It's much better. It was disgusting.
But now let's go to offensive tackle. You take it away.
Let's do it. All right. So we got Riley Reiff and Brian O'Neill as your starters. Backup Storm Norton, Rashad Hill, Udo, and Adam Bisnowati. Who is shaking in their boots right now?
Well, unfortunately, as much as I love saying his name and really haven't seen him play a ton, Storm Norton should definitely be shaking in his boots.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I mean, Bisnowati, I think he was on practice squad pretty much the whole year last year.
You pronounced that like he was a karate master.
Well, that's just the way it comes off the tongue, and I like the way it sounds.
Bisnowati.
So, you know, he would be a long shot at this point to make the team, even though I really liked him at Pitt.
Oh, but what do you think? I mean, I think Udo has a very strong chance to make this team.
Yeah, I think Udo could actually – I think he could take the Storm Norton spot. You got Rashad Hill, and then maybe they have one more. But, man, I think Udo will make the squad.
No, I completely –
And Hill.
Yeah.
I think Norton's gonzo.
Yeah, Norton is the one, and I think Bisnowati's a long shot. So this actually could be a position, too, where they look to find some late cut guy, and they bring in late in the year. They've done that almost every year the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So, all right, so that takes up the last unsexy position, so we have one more.
Hell yeah.
That's wide receiver.
Yeah, and they were very busy come draft day in the later rounds, so this is actually going to be one of the funner ones to watch in preseason, I think.
I don't know if funner is a word. Fluffernutter is, though.
Funner?
Mm-hmm. So anyway, we got starters Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs.
More fun, you're right. Funner's not a word. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, and then we got Laquan Treadwell, Chad Beebe, Jeff Bidet, Brandon Zylstra, Jordan Taylor, the big free agent signing from Denver. Then we got Olabosi Johnson, who that girl at the bar told me was a great football player. Then we also have Dylan Mitchell from Oregon, the duck. Quack. Fucking quack.
Well, let's be clear. It's not Olabosi. It's Kilabosi. I think we did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think we talked about that last pod.
Kilabosi.
So get it right. All right. Thielen, Diggs, in my mind, are the only two that should not be shaking in their boots.
I agree. They have concrete socks on.
From here on out, it gets really yummy.
It's real murky. It's murky.
I mean, generally, we keep five receivers. I think we've kept six at times. So all these little bastards are going to be scraping for a spot.
Okay, let's not call them little bastards.
Well, this is going to be a fun one.
It is. And not even just wide receiver 3, 4, 5. I mean, it's all wide open, and it should be wide open. Treadwell has been nothing but disappointment since he's been here.
What are you, Creed?
What do you mean?
Keep saying wide open.
Oh, well, it is. And then you got arms wide open. Chad Beebe, who he has shown some flashes. Jeff Bidet hasn't shown a lot of flashes. Zylstra's made a catch here or there. Jordan Taylor's had a couple moments in Denver, but he's kind of the new guy there, the new blood. And you got the two rookies. So to me, it's hard to say who's shaking. If I'm Treadwell, if I'm Beebe, if I'm Bidet, Zylstra, and then I'm obviously shaking in my boots because they're bringing in three new guys to compete with me for my job. So I think there's four guys there who should be shaking. You can't really you know, I don't think the rookies and the undra- you know, the free agent is going to be shaking, but they're coming into
a
new
spot.
Oh,
you're damn right they're going to be shaking.
I think they're, I mean, shaking with excitement because they're going to fight. They're going to try to steal these guys' jobs.
Wow. All right, you want to hear the one-bar breakdown of the wide receiver, the premature rundown?
Not really, but I will.
Oh. I think Treadwell is gonzo. I think he's gone. I think BB makes the team. I think it comes down to Jordan Taylor or Zylstra. I don't think Zylstra should be safe by any means.
I can't believe he made the team last year.
I think the rookies, you know, the more I watch Dylan Mitchell, I think he's going to be a late round gem. He might not put up huge numbers, but I think he makes the team.
Yeah, he's no Tom Dylan.
Olabossi is the, is a big question mark, and Jordan Taylor I think will make the team. I don't think he's going to make, you know, be a number 3 receiver by any means, but I think he makes the team strictly on his size and his ability in the red zone. So my biggest thing, and Jeff Bidet, you know, he's just a big question mark. He doesn't really, we haven't seen a ton of him. Didn't he get hurt last year and then we put him on the practice squad? So he could come out and have a big old, a good preseason. He was really good at Oklahoma. I love this guy. But I think Treadwell, Zylstra should be the two guys that are really shaken.
Yeah, you know, this is probably the camp battle to pay the most attention to because there's just so many jobs on the line and it's just there's so many question marks. I think these rookies, you know, Dylan Mitchell and Kilabasa.
There you go.
All have
Kilabasi.
All have the same shot. You know, I think their shot is almost as good as Treble's to make the team. And this should be wide open. I hope it's wide open. And I hope the Vikings are looking at it that way. I want these guys to compete. I want these guys to fight. I want these guys to scrap. And I want these guys to realize that, hey, we want this job. We have to freaking earn it.
The thing is with these rookies that they're very intrigued with, Treadwell's on his last year of his contract. They didn't give him his option.
Yeah.
There's no reason to keep him if there's any intrigue on these other guys. So this is the year that Treadwell is more expendable than others, the way I see it.
Yeah, and I agree. I don't think you can get anything for him at this point. If he would have been traded, I think it would have happened by now. So I think he's going to probably be...
You could get a hungover bloody shit for him, maybe.
I never had a bloody shit.
Oh.
Have you?
Keep going.
I'm sorry, your bloody shit really threw me off. No, he'll probably get cut if he can't make the team. You know, maybe he does. Maybe he has a great preseason, catches everything in sight, and he freaking wows everybody and makes the team. But I think it should be looked at that way. I don't think you can go into it thinking, oh, Treble is going to be gone, because you don't know that. Maybe he finally freaking – it took Mackenzie Alexander a couple years to figure it out. Maybe Treble is the same way.
Okay, Mackenzie Alexander's actually been pretty damn good.
Last year.
You got to look at it. Treadwell did not get his option picked up. He has not seen a lot of balls. Okay. After this year,
about to see a bunch of balls right now.
I'm just saying, even if he has a good year, he's not going to want to be here. So I just think he would really have to blow shit up to make the team.
But he'll be here for this year if he has a great preseason.
But if it's neck and neck with one of these other guys, I think they get the nod just because of that.
I don't know. I don't know. I think if he has a great preseason, I think he makes the team. I really do.
If it's neck and neck with another guy, I think they get the nod. So if a couple guys have a great preseason, that's what I'm saying.
I think if Treble is above average, I think he'll make the team. I think they like his experience. Because, you know, every guy after Treble has basically nothing. I mean, BB has a pew or two of experience. Zylstra has a little bit. But no one else really has anything. I mean, Taylor has some in Denver, but he has nothing with this offense.
Well, you're giving him way too much credit to say he's going to have a great preseason.
I didn't say he's going to.
Hey, I wish you well on this journey.
I didn't pound the table and say Treble will have a great preseason. I said if he does, then I think, you know, he's probably going to get that spot. But, you know, you said he didn't pick up his option. Half that 2016 draft class didn't get their fifth-year option picked.
Yeah, and they suck, and they won't be re-signed.
Big freaking drafted turds.
So that is the offensive depth chart. We're gonna come back probably Sunday with the defense. You know, even though we had 5 guys, they're still mixing that up quite a bit on defense for rookies.
Yeah,
and of course a long snapper who's handsome as hell.
I think he should be like in the new NSYNC if they ever redo that. I don't know if he can sing, but he's got all 10 fingers, which I know someone doesn't.
I bet he can dance. And just remember, do not forget about that school hole t-shirt. You hit us up. Hit me up on Twitter, Matt_Falk, F-A-L-K, or go to the school hole site.
And remember, you order it from me, it'll be $5 more, and I'll go buy a couple of things of milk at Holiday.
Did you say you're going to charge him $5 more?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I sure did.
All right, there you go.
All right, guys, hey, if you're ever sitting around, maybe you're walking down the street and it's early in the morning and a truck drives by and you hear Love Hurts by Nazareth blaring out that stereo, you know what? Don't judge that guy, because that guy is probably going through a rough breakup right now. Who else would blast that beautiful ballad by Nazareth that early in the morning unless the love of his life just broke his heart? So don't judge him. Feel for him. And maybe, you know what? Listen to the song yourself.
That's funny because in my experience, love doesn't hurt. Love squirts.